studio, I have Honor Kosten, who is a platinum-selling, winning-awarding singer-songwriter and has released 12 albums. He's had over 20 top 10 singles and won 5 Summer Awards, including Best Rock Album in 2004 for Another Universe and Best Adult Contemporary Album in 2006 for The Hello Goodbye Boys. Is there anything in the introduction that I missed?
Absolutely nothing.
Why did you decide to pursue music?
It's the only thing I could do. I worked at the Spur. So I worked at the, as a waiter and I studied graphic art and printing, litho machine money, but I was really terrible at real life situations. So music, basically we were young students. We started the band and eventually we made more money through the band than through anything else. So that's the story.
Where do you get your ideas for music from?
Everything around you is it kind of inspires me. Especially TV. I'm addicted to TV, like DSTV or whatever. Things that happen on the news, things that happen in the newspapers, people, friends, family, all stuff like that. That is inspiring.
You released 12 albums. Which one is your favorite?
I think your last album is always your favorite album. So my last album was my first Afrikaans album. And it was quite of a scary thing to do. But as soon as I started, it was quite amazing. So in a way, I think that is my favorite album at the moment. But every album is special.
What other music do you listen to? And do you listen to your own music too?
I have to listen to my own music. I think I'm quite... It doesn't freak me out anymore. You know, it's like hearing your voice for the first time. It's quite of a weird thing, but you eventually get used to it. So now I listen to, I have to listen to my stuff every now and then to remember lyrics or stuff like that. But other than that, I love all beautiful music. I love really heavy rock music and then also very beautiful ballads. And then also different languages, French music, German music, Zulu Khoza music, whatever.
How is it performing with so many different artists, and what was your most memorable collaboration?
Once again, everybody is quite special and unique. I think the nicest people was Jim Kerr from Simple Minds, Celine Dion and her husband was now passed away. Celine and her husband is extremely nice people. But then Rolling Stones and U2 is, of course, the biggest bands in the world. So playing, sharing the stage with them and seeing how they do business was quite an eye-opener. I find the more successful artists are, the nicer they are. It's probably because they're so rich.
The album Lightning Prevails was designed using your original painting. How did you feel about that?
Cool. Great. Anything to let the people know that I do paintings, because it's nice to have an extra income, you know. And the whole idea about doing art is to share it with people. That's the whole, I believe that is our whole goal on this planet, is to actually create, to emulate God or whatever, you know what I mean? We created in his liking or whatever, so that is the whole thing about doing art and music, is to share it with the world, to be part of the universe.
Is painting something you do? Or is it as a hobby to you?
It's supposed to be a hobby, but my wife is turning it into a job. So, but I still enjoy it as a hobby. I'm working on my next exhibition, hopefully next year. There'll be an exhibition.
Are you working on any music now, or are you finished?
Yeah, I am working with the Springbok Nude Girls. We're working with the Springbok Nude Girls, and we're busy working on a new album. So hopefully this year as well. Or not this year, next year. This is the end of 2017.
What will you be doing on your exhibition?
Well, I do kind of expressionism, surrealism. And I think I'm evolving a little bit. Hopefully I'm getting better. But sometimes I look at the older paintings and I go, that was awesome. You know, in creating art, sometimes you actually go backwards. But sometimes you have to go backwards to go forward.
I understand that, actually. Anything else you would like to add?
Nothing. No. I'm just glad to be here. RX Radio, what an awesome thing.
Okay, Yoli just wanted me to ask you if you could, like, give us the chorus from a song.
From a galaxy of blues to a universe we choose, and no more crying and just maybe somebody to hold.
Yo, that was awesome.
Cool, man. I'm sorry. My voice, I'm warming up the voice. I've got a show tonight.
Thank you for that amazing interview.
Laka Amira, thank you very much for having me. And congratulations on this awesome radio station. And good luck with the future. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.